power of the heart, finding your inner wisdom.
The power of the heart, finding the power of the heart. The power,
the power of the heart. The power of the heart.
让我们寻回新的力量。
The power of the heart.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Yuru Chow. You are tuning in to The Power of the Heart on Da Ai Radio. Hi everyone. Let's welcome Dharma Master De Shu. Master De Shu, thank you for joining us today. How do we take an inventory of our life?
Take an inventory of our life. To walk the Bodhisattva path is to continuously give of ourselves to benefit the world. Dharma Master Shenyan tells Zhiji volunteers to take an inventory of their life. This is to self-reflect on what we have done in our life. How many good deeds have we done that are meaningful and beneficial to people? How much Dharma have we learned? Have we aspired to do good? Have we carried out our aspiration? If we have not put our aspirations in action or carried out the Buddha's teachings, we are like standing in place. We have not moved forward on the Bodhisattva path. In taking an inventory of our life, we come to know what deeds we have done. If we have done the right things in life, applaud ourselves for having done them. Be grateful to ourselves and encourage ourselves to continue to do good. If we have gone astray, now is the time to adjust the direction of our life. If we have been standing still, now is the time to take steps forward. It's never too late to do good. As long as we have the heart to do good, no good deed is too small. Don't worry if we only do a few good deeds, such as speaking kind words or donate a coin. Every little good adds up. Our life is what we make out of it. We can make it meaningful or not. How much time we have devoted to doing good is how much we have devoted our life to do meaningful things. Don't leave the pages of our life blank, but make it colorful. Master says, in taking part in Zhiji's work, our lives are raised to another level. Our lives become colorful, and we have a list on the inventory of our life. The more we have done, the more fulfilled our wisdom life becomes.
If you are interested for detailed text of Master De Shu's sharing, you can read it online at look-into-our-heart.tumblr.com.
Forevermore. shining bright. Let's leave for our children a meadow lush with light. May love's great compassion comfort all the weary souls. May love's great compassion make the world a brighter place. May this great compassion make us dream of pure great love, flowing round the planet, changing hearts forevermore.
Welcome back to The Power of the Heart.
In our program today, we'll listen to reading of a book by Dharma Master Shi Zhenyan called A Second and a Lifetime, page 42 to 46.
A Second and a Lifetime by Shi Zhenyan. People often talk about spiritual powers. In fact, what are spiritual powers? When our spirit is focused and the karmic conditions are ripe, everything will go according to plan. With sufficient karmic conditions, we will naturally have the power to accomplish everything we set out to do. There are bodhisattvas with spiritual powers in every trade and in every profession. As long as we give of ourselves wholeheartedly, we are engaging in the bodhisattva practice. One day, I listened to Tsiji volunteers share about how happy they are to serve at the hospital. When they are volunteering, there was a harmonious atmosphere that helped them to encourage each other to do better. For instance, once they took the elevator and there were volunteers and doctors inside. Perhaps because there were too many people, the elevator got stuck and stopped moving. It will neither go up nor down. In this dire situation, one volunteer jokingly exclaimed, "You have to give it an injection to help it recover." The doctor jokingly replied, "This is a Buddhist hospital. You all should hurry up and chant the Buddha's name and ask all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to help the elevator recover." The volunteer said, "That's right. Come, let's chant the name of Amitabha Buddha." After a little while, the elevator started moving again. When most people get trapped in elevators, they get very worried. But these city members, whether they are doctors or volunteers, remain calm and collected. Even when they were stuck in such a confined space, they did not lose their sense of humor. The volunteers remembered to show respect to the doctors, and the doctors remembered that they work in a Buddhist hospital, so they show respect to the volunteers. Coincidentally, when the volunteers chanted the Buddha's name, the elevator started working again. How incredible! When people get trapped in an elevator, if they were worried and irritable, time passes by very slowly. If they can be patient, however, their hearts will be at ease and their bodies will be relaxed. This is a testimony to the Buddha's words. If we do not harm our own hearts and minds, goodness will always vanquish evil, and we will never have to worry about going down the wrong path. We must take good care of our hearts and minds, have right faith, and always hold on to our good thoughts. Therefore, when people who only believe in the Buddha have desires for worldly things in their hearts, they will suffer whenever they cannot get what they want, and they will easily give rise to superstitious beliefs. As for those who worship the Buddha, if they only pray but are completely indifferent to everything else around them, they will also go astray. But people who truly learn from the Buddha are considerate of others in all matters, and they will always take the Buddha's love and compassion as their own. They will transform their ordinary heart into the Buddha's heart. This is what it means to turn the wheels of the heart. This is also called turning the Dharma wheel. As Buddhist practitioners, our greatest goal is to take care of and protect our hearts and minds. In this way, we'll never lead others astray or harm their aspirations to learn the Buddha Dharma. As we uphold our good thoughts, the elevator of our hearts will move up and down with ease and operate without obstruction. The empty bottle that drove everyone crazy. For some people, an ordinary bottle can be like a treasure sent from heaven if we view everything with an even mindset. Then everything will seem ordinary to us. If we view things with a mindset of greed and desire, then even ordinary things will lead us into violent conflicts. Many years ago, I watched the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy on TV. In the movie, there was a jungle far away from modern civilization. The people in the jungle did not wear any clothes. Their way of living are simple, and they owned nothing at all. Yet they were always content because they had nothing to fight with each other about. One day, an airplane flew overhead. The pilot carelessly tossed an empty soda bottle out of the plane. When it fell to the ground, the indigenous people on the island saw it and thought it had been dropped by the gods. They were very curious about it, but they were also very afraid of it, and their reaction toward it was very comical. After prodding it a few times, they eventually picked it up with a sense of relief. They thought it was very strange, and they wondered what this hard object could possibly be. Everyone was curious and eager to look at it. Some people blew on it and make sounds. Others hit it with a stick, which also make a noise. They all thought that the bottle was a miraculous thing. This island was once simple and free of conflict, but now everyone began to fight over the bottle, and then with their fists. From then on, that place became completely devoid of peace and happiness. This movie is a lesson for all of us. Human life is just like this, is it not? When our minds are free of desire, we can all get along peacefully, and everyone's mind is a pure land. However, as soon as we give rise to desire, there will be conflicts.
It's hard to say what life may bring, it's over soon. You're young and free when suddenly there's no road ahead. Who gave me hope through the darkest hours of life? Dying petal can bring me back to life. It's hard to say what life may bring, it's over soon. You're young and free when suddenly there's no road ahead. Who gave me hope through the darkest hours of life? Dying petal can bring me back to life.
Everyone, my name is Hui Ping Wang. I'm from Los Angeles. My favorite Jingzi aphorism is, when you look at the mirror, if you want the person in the mirror to smile, you must smile first. I find it very helpful when I'm working together with my friend and my family. May wisdom and inspiration be with you always.
Thank you. Hello everyone, my name is Lungelo Tabete. I'm from South Africa. My favorite Chingsa aphorism is speak good words, have good thoughts, do good deeds, and walk the right path. Every time when I think of the lines that say have good thoughts and do good deeds, it helps me maintain peace in my life.
You are listening to The Power of the Heart on Dai Radio, tapping into the power of the heart, finding your inner wisdom, finding the power of the heart.
Trees want peace, why won't the winds blow cease? When we look back, where have our parents gone? Why does our row in row all lie stone cross? Why do love and love's entangling tie? Why do hope and hatred both bring suffering? Why is ignorance so stubborn and so blind? Why don't we pray these chants and see through the haze? Why do we live like this day after day? Why are we sad when we think of mom and dad?
It's too late to care for them when they're gone.
The dream ends, we are wayward, it all gone.
Night's desires swear, robbing us of dawn.
Why is the world so plagued with misery?
Greed and anger rage, vanity takes flame.
Why must we burn our life night after night?
Our minds seal our fate, karma can be. Sins, goodness will reveal.
legacy, realizing. How long we've been asleep, open eyes will cry. The answer's always been whispering above. The answer is revealed after grief. The answer transforms hope into belief. The answer's to forgive and move forward freely. The answer's always being whispering above. The answer will always be.